طيب نما اوم وشنو بدايا كريشنا بريشتايا بوتلين شيمتي بكتي ويدانتا سوامني تي نمني نمستي سرسواتي ديوي غورماني بچاميني نيرشيش شونيا بادي پشچاچ ديش تاليني. So today is the disappearance day of our founder Acharya. His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pad Padamahamsa, Padipajikacharya, Asta Taradashi Shimab, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta, Tridandi Go, Swami Maharaj, Prabhupada. It is a day of great lamentation. Someone may ask, I thought that Krishna consciousness was blissful. So how can you lament? Actually, we are meant to lament. Srila Prabhupada describes in the Srimad Bhagavatam how when the spiritual master leaves the planet, the disciple cries. So it is a great sadness for us that Srila Prabhupada's pastimes are no longer visible on this planet. Those indeed were sweet and happy days when Srila Prabhupada was with us. To know that Prabhupada will be coming soon to visit your area,
kai mes žinojame, kad greitai Šrila Prabhupada atvyks ir apsilankys jūsų
be planning to go and see him.
Arba mes planuodavom nuvažiuoti pamatyti jį kažkur kitur.
To be able to write him a letter.
Arba galėdavom parašyti jam laišką.
And get an answer back.
Ir gauti atsakymą iš jo.
With that wonderful stationery. Stationery means he had his letterhead. He had a special, just like a business will have an envelope.
And
you would get that special envelope in the mail that said Sri Dandi Goswami Bhakti Vedanta Swami on the envelope. It was a very special thrill.
Ir tai buvo tikrai labai ypatingas užrašas.
So, to not have that.
Taigi, neturėti viso to.
It is a sadness.
Tai yra iš tikrųjų labai skausminga, labai liūdna.
So, one may ask, well, how you can feel sad when you're supposed to be blissful.
Taigi, kažkas galėtų paklausti, kaip jūs galite būti liūdnas, kai jūs turėtumėte būti palaimingas.
It is described that the ecstasy of separation is greater than the ecstasy of meeting. There's a very crude example. When I was a little boy, I was not yet a devotee.
Aš dar nebuvau atsidavęs.
So I liked chocolate.
Aš labai mėgau šokoladą.
But there was two kinds of chocolate.
Bet yra dviejų rūšių šokoladas.
There was sweet chocolate.
Yra saldų šokoladas.
And there was bitter sweet chocolate.
Ir buvo toksai saldus su karčiu skoniu šokoladas.
I liked the bittersweet chocolate better.
Ir man iš tikrųjų labiau patiko tas saldus su karčiu prieskoniu šokoladas.
So I would always eat the bittersweet chocolate.
Ir aš kaip tik tokį šokoladą visada ir valgydavau.
So that is the Vaishnava spirit. He not to eat chocolate.
Ta prasme, kad tokia yra Vaishnava dvasia, jisai, aišku, nevalgo šokoladą.
But to relish the bitterness.
Bet jam patinka tas vat kartumo prieskonis.
To actually understand how feeling the pain of being separated from your beloved spiritual master.
Kad jausti skausmą nuo išsiskyrimo nuo jūsų su jūsų mylimu dvasiniu mokytoju.
Is very sweet.
Tai yra irgi labai saldu, labai malonu.
Because it increases the feelings of love.
Nes tai labai sustiprina meilės jausmą.
The disciple is not meant to be the enjoyer of his spiritual master.
Mokinys neturėtų mėgautis savo dvasiniu mokytoju.
He is meant to be the one who gives enjoyment to his spiritual master.
Iš tikrųjų, jis yra skirtas tam, kad suteiktų pasitenkinimą savo dvasiniu mokytoju.
So the more the disciple can feel intense loving affection for his spiritual master.
Taigi, kuo daugiau mokinys jaučia nepaliaujamą tvirtą meilės jausmą savo dvasiniam mokytojui.
That is his advancement.
Tuo labiau jis tobulėja.
Therefore, the ecstasy of being separated from the spiritual master, that bitter ecstasy.
Taigi, tas išsiskyrimo su dvasiniu mokytoju pojūtis, tai jis turi kartų skonį.
Is very much desirable.
Bet iš tikrųjų jo jis labai trokštamas.
Therefore, we celebrate the appearance of Prabhupada.
Taigi mes švenčiame Prabhupados apsireiškimą.
And we also celebrate the disappearance of Srila Prabhupada.
Taip pat švenčiame Šrilos Prabhupados pasitraukimo dieną.
Both are transcendental.
Abu šie įvykiai yra visiškai transcendentiniai.
Prakat and aprakat. Disappearance, rather appearance, prakat, and disappearance, aprakat.
Tai yra apsireiškimas prakat ir pasitraukimas aprakat.
Actually, both are one and the same.
Iš tikrųjų, ir viena ar kita, jie nesiskiria vienas nuo kito.
Just like this devotee is just running through the door just now.
Taip, pavyzdžiui, tas atsidavusis ką tik įėjo pro duris.
So when he entered the doorway, he disappeared from the hall.
Taigi, kai jis įėjo pro duris į čionai,
and he appeared here.
Iš,
when you pass through a doorway, you are simultaneously appearing and disappearing.
Taigi, kai jūs praeinate pro durų angą, jūs tuo pat metu kažkur apsireiškite, tuo pat metu kažkur pradingstate.
You are disappearing from the room that you were in.
Jūs pradingstate iš to kambario, kuriame buvote.
And now you are appearing in the room that you are entering into.
Ir apsireiškite tame kambaryje, į kurį įžengėte.
So when the spiritual master appears in one place,
taigi, kai dvasinis mokytojas apsireiškia vienoje vietoje,
he is disappearing from another place.
Jis pradingsta iš kitos vietos.
So it's not that he's dead.
Taigi, anaiptol nereiškia, kad jisai miręs.
His lila has simply gone somewhere else, that's all.
Tiesiog jo lila, jo žaidimai vyksta kažkur kitur, štai ir viskas.
Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written.
Dėl to Bhaktivinoda Thakura dainavo.
He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die.
Jisai klysta tas, kuris galvoja, kad Vaishnavai miršta.
When thou art living, still in sound,
nes jie tebegyvena verse,
and living, try to spread the holy name around.
O būdami gyvi, stengiasi skleisti šventą viešpaties vardą po visą pasaulį.
Shishi Gorsan, Nitai Gorsan, Juki Jai. And living, try to spread the holy name around. So the great Vaishnavas, they never die. Their pastime simply goes somewhere else. That's all. So for Srila Prabhupada, there is nothing lamentable for his situation.
Taigi, kalbant apie Šrilą Prabhupadą, nevertėtų gailestauti dėl jo padėties.
But for us is a great sadness.
Bet be abejonės mums, tai yra didelis liūdesys.
That we can no longer have the opportunity to go with him on a morning walk.
Kad daugiau nebeturime galimybės išeiti su juo pasivaikščioti rytinio pasivaikščiojimo metu.
And so many things.
Ir daugybė kitų dalykų.
Do some personal service for him.
Atlikti kažkokią asmeninę tarnystę jam.
Of course, we can serve him in the form of murti.
Aišku, galime tarnauti jo murti pavidalu.
And it is actually the same.
Ir iš tikrųjų, ta tarnystė turi tą patį lygį.
Do not think that the murti is not Srila Prabhupada. The Murti is Srila Prabhupada. In fact, we have seen proof of this. There are many devotees gathered several years ago in Atlanta. The annual Panihati Festival. And during the big noon arti, where there was a big fired up kirtan, the deity did something. The deity had an amazing lila. This is the same style of deity as there is in Konas, a big, full, life-size Murti of
Prabhupada.
So, during the height of the kirtan, from the right eye of the deity, tears came flowing down his face. So we can understand that Srila Prabhupada was actually feeling ecstasy in the kirtan. Actually, there is in 1975 when Srila Prabhupada came to Atlanta. When he saw the large deities of Shishi Gauranitai, he was not seeing deities. He was directly seeing Gauranitai. And he went into great ecstasy. He lost external consciousness. So that is a very special place of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes, Atlanta. He went into deep spiritual ecstasy there. So he showed also that in my that I am still here with you. Do not think that I am simply a murti. But I am actually here, personally present in the form of this murti sitting on the Vyasa Sun. So, in this way, we have to understand that Srila Prabhupada has not left us. Even though we are crying that we can no longer, that he is no longer visible to our materially contaminated vision. He is still very much present. And those whose hearts are completely purified can directly be instructed by him. Prabhupada told us that. The spiritual master can instruct the disciple from within the heart if the disciple's heart is pure.
Kad dvasinis mokytas gali mokyti savo mokinį iš širdies, jeigu mokinio širdis yra visiškai švari.
And someone may say, well, if my heart isn't pure, then what will I do?
Ir kažkas galėtų pasakyti, na, jeigu mano širdis dar nėra švari, ką daryti?
That's very simple. Prabhupada is giving us his books.
Labai paprasta, Prabhupada paliko savo knygas.
If you read the books very carefully,
jeigu atidžiai skaitysite Prabhupados knygas,
and you follow the instructions in the books,
ir seksite nurodymus, kurie pateikti šitose knygose.
Then your heart will become purified.
Tuomet jūsų širdis apsivalys.
And that day will come when you can be directly receiving instructions from Srila Prabhupada.
Ir jūs galite sulaukti dienos, kuomet Srila Prabhupada betarpiškai mokys jūs iš jūsų širdies vidaus.
So on this day we try to increase those feelings of love.
Taigi tokią dieną mes stengiamės sustiprinti savo meilės jausmą.
To love the spiritual master is the most important ingredient in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada always told us, quoting the famous English saying, if you love me, love my dog. So Prabhupada explains the spiritual master is the dog of God. So if you want to love God, you must love the dog of God. You must love the spiritual master. So the more we can learn to feel love for Srila
Prabhupada,
to that extent,
and
only to that extent,
ir tik tai iki tiek,
will our actual Krishna consciousness be manifested.
Tik tiek mes galėsime įgyti Krishna sąmonės.
So we should not simply take this as a day for, you know, a feast and some extra kirtans.
Taigi negalvokime, kad šita diena jinai skirta tik tai šventiniam prasadui ar daugiau kirtan.
On this day we should try to enter into this mood of feeling Prabhupada's separation.
Šią dieną turime pasinerti į išsiskyrimo su Šila Prabhupada nuotaiką.
That only if I feeling some lament that I'm not able to see Srila Prabhupada, he's no longer available. To my present conditioned eyes. So this will enable us to actually connect ourselves with Srila Prabhupada. So to feel his separation, that brings us into meeting with him. That's the point. If we want to feel connected with Srila
Prabhupada,
then we should lament the apparent disconnection with his physical separation. That spiritual emotion will then connect us with him in a very sweet and wonderful way. So we can ask if there's any questions.
Taigi galim paklausti, ar yra kažkokių klausimų.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just tell some your memories of person you've seen Srila Prabhupada.
Yes.
Aš paklausiu, gal mokytojas galėtų pasidalinti kažkokiais savo prisiminimais, bet atiško susitikimas su Šila Prabhupada.
We've been asked to speak of some memories of Šila Prabhupada, so...
Taigi manęs paprašė pakalbėti apie prisiminimus apie Šila Prabhupada.
It was a very special thing when Srila Prabhupada would come.
Kai Srila Prabhupada atvykdavo, tai buvo labai kažkas ypatingo.
We lived for that.
Iš tikrųjų, mes gyvename laukdami šitos akimirkos.
We would always be hearing, well, Prabhupada is doing this, Prabhupada is doing that.
Mus visuomet aplankydavo žinias, kad Prabhupada darė tai, Prabhupada pasielgė tai.
Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that.
Prabhupada pasakė tai arba tai.
Each temple would be mailed out. We received letters. There was no internet, there was no email. So by regular post and by telephone, the news of Prabhupada's latest pastimes would be going around.
Tuo metu nebuvo nei interneto, nei emailo, taigi žinios apie paskutinius Prabhupados žaidimus pasiekdavo iš kitų šventyklų per telefoną arba paprastą paštą.
And then sometimes Prabhupada introduced something new.
Ir kartais Prabhupada įdėdavo kažką visiškai naujo.
Some new practice that we had, some new item of sadhana that now everybody had to do.
Pavyzdžiui, įdėdavo kažkokią naują sadhanos dalį, kurią visi turėdavo daryti.
So you never knew what was going to happen next.
Taigi jis niekuomet negalėjo žinoti, kas bus kita naujiena.
Prabhupada was our absolute authority.
Prabhupada buvo mums absoliutus autoritetas.
So whatever he told us to do, we had to do that.
Taigi ką tik tai jisai pasakydavo mums daryti, mes tai ir darydavome.
So we never knew what would be the next assignment.
Ir mes niekuomet nežinodavome, kas mūsų laukia toliau, koks bus kitas nurodymas.
It's like when I joined, there was no Tulsi worship.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, aš prisijungiau, dar nebuvo Tulsi garbinimo.
But then it was introduced.
Bet vėliau tai buvo įdiegta.
That you say Vrindayai Tulsidevai Priyayai Kesavashcha Vishnu Bhakti Paridevi Sachavachai Namo Namah. And they do, you know, Yani Kani Chapapani. All those things were introduced in one letter, in detail.
Taigi, pavyzdžiui, visos tos mantras, kurias mes gėdame garbindami Tulsi, jos kažkokiu tai metu buvo įdėktos ir visa tai buvo aprašyta viename laiške.
When I joined, we did not know this song, Jai Radha Madhava.
Kaip pavyzdžiui, aš prisijungiau, mes dar net nežinojom šitos dainos, Jai Radha Madhava.
So we received instruction, Prabhupada wanted us to sing this song.
Taigi mes gavome nurodymą, Prabhupada norėjo, kad mes dainuotume šitą dainą.
So we, the devotees had in America, had the words to the song.
Taigi atsidavusiai Amerikoje turėjo šitos dainos žodžius.
But they didn't know the melody.
Bet nežinojo melodijos.
So they made up one melody.
Taigi jie sukūrė tokią kažkokią melodiją.
It was horrible.
Iš tikrųjų tai buvo.
It's a horrible melody. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Giri Vare Dari. It's a horrible melody.
But tokia melodija buvo sukurta, siaubinga melodija iš tikrųjų.
But then we finally heard Prabhupada sing it.
Bet galiausiai išgirdome, kaip
Prabhupada
dainuoja
šitą. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Ballabha Giri Vardhari. And when we heard Prabhupada sing it, oh, then it really came to life. You know? There was nothing more sweet than to sit at Prabhupada's lotus feet and hear him sing Jaya. And watch I remember sitting there at his lotus feet watching the way he would play the kartals. Oh. Hand me some kart. I don't know if I'll try to hand me the kartal.
Šilas Prabhupadas lotusinių pėdų klausyti, kaip jisai dainuoja šitą melodiją ir kaip stebėti, kaip jisai labai ypatingai groja karatalais.
I'm not expert. He had a way of doing it. Like this.
Nesu labai patyręs krojimą karatalais, bet kažkaip panašiai jisai groja.
He would throw his thumb, this left thumb would go out and these would go like this.
Ta prasme, jisai atitraukdavo nykščius, kai trenkdavo, reiškia.
I was just sitting there at his lotus feet, looking at his kartal, just totally mystified, watching how.
Ta prasme, sėdėjau šalia jo lotoso pėdų ir buvau tiesiog visiškai paniręs, apsvaigintas to reginio, kaip Šila Prabhupada taip nuostabiai groja kartalais.
Everything, every little detail of Prabhupada's style was just like poetry.
Ta prasme, iš tikrųjų, kiekvienas niuansas, kiekviena nedidelė detalė Šilos Prabhupados poelgiuose buvo ištisa poezija.
He was like the most famous actor in the greatest epic film that was ever made in the history of cinema.
Ta prasme, kad iš tikrųjų taip Šila Prabhupada galėtume pavadinti pačiu puikiausiu aktoriumi, pačiame nuostabiausiame filme, kokias iš viso buvo sukurtas kinematografo istorijoje.
And you got to be in the movie with him.
Ir jūs galėjote būti tame filme kartu su juo.
I mean, it was really, really, really something.
Tai buvo iš tikrųjų labai kažkas ypatingo.
It didn't matter what was going on around you in the material world.
Ta prasme, kad sunku suvokti, kas dedasi aplink materialiame pasaulyje.
Because you were not in the material world.
Nes tuo metu jūs net nesuvokote, kas dedasi aplink, jūs net nebuvote materialiame pasaulyje.
In March of 1975,
75 metų kova.
A group of us devotees from our Gainesville temple in Florida.
grupelė atsidavusi iš Gainsborough šventyklos Floridoje.
We went to Atlanta to associate with Prabhupada.
Mes nuvykome į Atlantą gauti iš vos Prabhupados bendriją.
Now Florida is famous for being a place where it's always warm, it's never cold.
Florida yra plačiai žinoma kaip vieta, kur niekuomet nėra šalta, visuomet šilta.
So we Florida devotees are really spoiled by always being in the, you know, the sunshine, the warm sunshine.
Taigi mes atsidavusiai iš Floridos buvom truputį pagadinti to buvimo saulutėje ir buvimo šiltame ore.
Now Atlanta is not that far north, but it's at the foot of the Smoky Mountains.
Atlanta nėra taip jau labai šiaurėje, bet jinai yra šitų Smoky kalnų.
Smoky Mountains it's called.
Nežinau kaip jie lietuviškai vadinasi.
So we got to Atlanta, it was unbelievably cold. It was freezing and it was gray and it was windy and it was, we weren't used to that.
Kai mes nuvykome į Atlantą, oras buvo mums labai labai neįprastas, buvo labai vėjuota, labai šalta ir
Of course, you Lithuanian devotees, you would feel right at home.
Yeah, no, aišku, jums, Lietuvos atsidavusiems, ten būtų tiesiog kaip namie.
But for me, it was like culture shock.
Bet man tai buvo visiškas šokas.
But it didn't matter because Prabhupada was there.
Bet iš tikrųjų taip pat nelyg nesutrikdė, nes Prabhupada buvo tenai.
There was about 300 devotees.
Buvo susirinkę kažkur apie 300 atsidavusių.
And there wasn't that much space really for all of us to sleep.
Iš tikrųjų net nelabai buvo vietos, kur mes būtume galėję nakvoti.
I remember there was about 50 or 60 of us men crowded into one dark basement.
Apie 50-60 žmonių
basement means down underneath under the ground.
50-60 žmonių susigrūsdavo viename pusrūsyje.
There was one toilet.
Ir buvo vienas tualetas tik.
And one sink and one shower.
Vienas dušas ir viena kriauklė.
And there was a huge line in the morning waiting to get your turn at the sink.
Taigi rytais laukdavo milžiniška eilė prie tos kriauklės.
So it was pretty austere the way we were living.
Aišku, tai buvo asketiška, kaip mes gyvenome.
But it didn't matter.
Bet tai anaiptol nerūpėjo.
Because we knew we were going to go up to the temple room.
Nežinojame, kad pakilsime į šventyklos kambarį.
And we're going to sit there.
Sėdėsim ten.
At Prabhupada's lotus feet.
Prie Prabhupados lotosinių pėdų.
And we're going to hear him speak.
Ir išgirsime, kaip jisai kalba.
So that morning, I think it was March 2nd.
Tai buvo kovo antroji.
It was the appearance day of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Tai buvo Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur apsireiškimo diena.
Srila Prabhupada said, this is the most auspicious day.
Srila Prabhupada pasakė, tai yra pati palankiausia diena.
So they had flown in a huge painting of Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Buvo paruoštas labai didelis Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
It was sent in by air freight from the ISKCON, New York.
Jis buvo atgabentas, atskraidintas iš New Yorko šventyklos.
And it was so wonderful. Prabhupada offered the arti to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Tai buvo labai nuostabus paveikslas, Srila Prabhupada pasiūlė arti Bhakti Siddhanta.
So I never forgot that mood of Prabhupada.
Niekuomet nepamiršiu šitos Srilos Prabhupados nuostatos.
When I offer arti to Prabhupada, I try to think, let me be in that mood that he has towards his spiritual master.
Kai siūlau arti Srilai Prabhupadai, visuomet stengiuosi prisiminti
Very sober.
Jis buvo labai labai rimtas.
Very very serious.
Labai rimtas, labai susikaupęs.
Very very dedicated.
Labai pasišventęs, atsidavęs.
And very 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 deep.
Ir labai labai giliai paniręs.
So that was the most wonderful thing to see Prabhupada offering the arti to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Tai be galo nuostabus buvo reginys matyti, kaip šilo Prabhupada siūlo arti Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati.
So, at one point,
vienu metu,
the conch is offered with the water over, you offer the conch with the water.
Vienu metu jisai siūlė kriauklę su vandeniu.
And there's always one little container you put the water in and then that's passed around.
Ir yra toks nedidelis indelis, kurį paskui išpila iš kriauklės vandenį ir reiškia tas
But the devotee who had made the arti plate, there was no little bowl for the water.
Bet tas atsidavęs, kuris suruošė parafernaliją arti darimo, jisai neįdėjo to mažo indelį, kur reiktų
Prabhupada asked for a bowl and no one was able to find a bowl. So, at some distance there was a tulsi plant. And Prabhupada simply tossed like the water like this and it went, psh, went right into the tulsi pot. So, in this way Prabhupada showed us who is expert. This is one of the 26 qualities of the pure devotee. He is expert at
everything.
Actually, it was very wonderful being there with Prabhupada. At that time, our movement was being harassed by the deprogrammers.
Tuo metu mūsų judėjimą labai trikdė deprogramuotojai.
We were becoming so powerful movement and now we were getting enemies.
Taigi mes buvome tapę jau labai galingų, stiprių, įtakingų judėjimų ir atsirado priešai.
And I was standing just on the right side of the Vyasasam.
Aš stovėjau iš dešinės Vyasasanos pusės.
And there was a window behind the Vyasasam.
Ir už Vyasasanos buvo langas.
So I was feeling very much in the mood. Well, if someone comes to attack Prabhupada, then I will, if I necessary, I'll give my life to protect him. This was the mood that Prabhupada inspired in all of us.
Ir tokia buvo nuostata, kurią Šila Prabhupada įkvėpė mums visiems.
That even if we have to die for Prabhupada, that's all right.
Jeigu net būtų tekę mirti dėl šilos Prabhupada,
we simply want to please him, that's all.
Mes tiesiog norėtume jį patenkinti ir duotume tam savo gyvybę.
So then one day, one afternoon lecture.
Kartą vienoje vakarinėje paskaitoje.
One scientist came, Dr. Wolf.
Apsilankė vienas mokslininkas, Dr. Wolfas.
And Prabhupada said, someone should bring him a chair. He was an older man. Prabhupada didn't want him to have to sit on the floor. So the disciples, you can imagine when there's 300 devotees there. And everybody wants to be the one that gets Prabhupada's special attention and mercy.
Ir visi trokšta, kad Prabhupada susilauktų ypatingo šilos Prabhupados dėmesio.
By doing some personal service for him.
Atlikdami kažkokią tai asmeninę tarnystę jam.
Whether you can put the garland on here.
Ar uždėsite girliandą jam.
You can open the door when he comes, open the door for him when he walks to the door.
Arba atidaryti duris, kai jis eina pro jas.
Every devotee is thinking, what can I do that I can do some personal service for Prabhupada? So, he said that someone should get Dr. Wolf a chair. And now 300 devotees are all wondering, where is a chair, where is a chair, where is
a chair?
But no one could find any chair. But so I was standing there just by on the right side of Srila
Prabhupada.
And I just glanced behind the Vyasasam. And I couldn't believe it. There was a chair sitting there. And nobody saw it. Except for me. I was the only one who knew there was a chair there. I said, this is my golden opportunity. Nobody knows where a chair is to please Prabhupada. Because he wants Dr. Wolf to have a chair. So before anybody else realized there was a chair there, I grabbed that chair. And then I got to take it out there and set it up for Dr. Wolf. So Prabhupada, there was a mood like that where everybody is looking, how can I serve? How can I serve? How can I serve? Everyone's competing. Who will be the one who can do the service, you see? It was a wonderful mood. Of course, it was a little crazy also, you could say. When Prabhupada was in Hawaii on a morning walk, there was two or three cars. Shishi Nitai Gorsundar Kijai. So there was two or three cars. And after the walk was finished, all the devotees are thinking, how can I be the one that gets into Prabhupada's car? So I can ride back to the temple. So I can ride back to the temple with Prabhupada. Not one of the other cars. So actually Prabhupada was sitting there with his disciple Ambarish. The great grandson of Henry Ford of Ford Motor Company. So sitting there with Ambarish, they could see that all these devotees are fighting who will get to sit in the car with
Prabhupada. And
Prabhupada remarked to Ambarish, he said, yes, my devotees, some is a little crazy. Actually, we were crazy for Prabhupada, there's no doubt. We were very crazy for Prabhupada. We were madmen for Prabhupada. Somehow, if we can just get Prabhupada's attention. So that was a wonderful spirit. Those days were very, very, very sweet. And Prabhupada poured the mercy on us like anything. Before I joined this movement, I would sometimes have a pen pal, writing letters to someone. When I joined this movement, I began sometimes writing letters to Prabhupada
also.
And he would write me back. And I can tell you, no one ever wrote me a letter like that.
Ir galiu paliudyti, kad iš tikrųjų, kiek laiškų būčiau gavęs anksčiau, niekas tokių laiškų kaip Prabhupada nebuvo rašęs.
So full of love.
Tie laiškai buvo sklidini meilės.
So full of wisdom.
Sklidini išminties.
And so sweet.
Ir be galo malonus. Be galo mili širdžiai.
Actually, the letters, everyone was very, very keen about to get the letters.
Iš tikrųjų visi labai labai troško gauti laiškus.
Actually, there was actually even we forgot about the normal sense of privacy.
Ir iš tikrųjų mes netgi pamiršdavom tokį privatumą, normalų pojūtį.
Normally, when the mail comes, you would not open somebody else's letter, would you?
Dažniausiai, kai laiškas ateina, jūs gi neatplėšite kitam skirto laiško.
But when a letter would come from Prabhupada.
Bet kai ateidavo laiškas nuo Prabhupados,
to the temple,
ir ateidavo tas laiškas į šventyklą,
it didn't matter whose letter, who was addressed to.
Buvo nesvarbu, kam jisai skirtas.
It didn't even matter if that devotee was there at the time or not.
Ir buvo netgi nesvarbu, ar tas atsidavęs, kuriam skirtas laiškas, yra toje šventykloje ar ne.
Everyone would become so excited, a letter from Prabhupada!
Visi džiaugdavosi, atėjo laiškas iš Prabhupados.
And everybody would come together.
And
they'd open that letter and they would read that letter. Actually, sometimes it caused a lot of big trouble.
Aišku, kai kam kartais, kildavo rūpesčių dėl to.
Because sometimes Prabhupada would have a confidential instruction for the temple president.
Nes kartais, pavyzdžiui, Prabhupada duodavo labai tokius slėpiningus nurodymus šventyklos prezidentui.
That happened in Austin, actually.
Tai iš tikrųjų
in Austin, Texas.
Tai iš tikrųjų nutiko Teksaso valstijoje, Austin'e.
We had a new after Vishnu Jana Maharaj left to open a new temple.
Kuomet buvo atidaryta nauja šventykla po Vishnu Jana Maharaj.
He brought another brought a householder couple in, a householder to be the temple president.
Jisai atsiuntė, reiškia, vedusią porą tam, kad jie būtų šventyklos prezidentai.
And we were used to having somebody like Vishnu Jana Maharaj to be our temple president.
Ir, mes buvome įpratę, kad Vishnu Jana Maharaj yra mūsų šventyklos prezidentas.
So it was very hard for us to adjust to having a grihastha temple president.
Taigi, po, reiškia, sanyasio prezidento, buvo labai sunku įprasti, kad kažkoks grihastha gali būti prezidentu.
But then a letter came and Prabhupada told us, he said, it was a letter to Vishnu, a confidential letter to Vishnu Jana Swami.
Iš tikrųjų, atėjo laiškas iš Šilos Prabhupados ir tai buvo laiškas skirtas Vishnu Janai.
And he said, take care of that devotee, because he's talking about the new temple president. He said, take care of him because sometimes he acts a little crazy.
Prabhupada rašė Vishnu Janai, kad pasirūpink šituo atsidavus to grihastha nuo prezidento, nes jisai elgiasi kartais taip truputį kvailokai.
So we heard that Prabhupada also said that he was a little crazy.
Ir kai mes išgirdome, kad Prabhupada irgi pripažįsta, kad jisai toks truputį
pamišęs. That was the end of it.
Tuo viskas ir baigėsi.
He wasn't able to remain as a temple president anymore. So we weren't really supposed to open that letter, but Prabhupada didn't want us to do that.
No, iš tikrųjų gal nereikėjo, kad visi turėjo skaityti tą laišką, Prabhupada nesitikėjo, kad visi taip pasielgs.
But we were so hungry for some fresh Prabhupada nectar.
Bet mes taip troškome, taip buvome išalkę šviežio nektaro iš jūsų Prabhupados.
We were a bit, you could say, wild and uncivilized, actually.
Kad elgiamės kartais tikrai taip galim pasakyti laukiniai ir necivilizuoti.
So such things we did in Prabhupada's
time.
We were mad after Srila Prabhupada.
Mes buvom tiesiog tarsi išprotėję gauti Srila Prabhupada's malonę.
And then he had to deal with our craziness also.
Ir jam tekdavo susidurti su tokia, kaip sakant, mokinių išprotėjimu.
Prabhupada's love was unlimited, actually.
Prabhupada's meilė buvo visiškai beribė.
We cannot even begin to imagine how much love and compassion he had in his heart for us.
Net neįmanoma suvokti, kiek meilės ir kiek gailesčio mums buvo jo širdyje.
We just knew that no one had ever loved us in our life like Prabhupada loved us.
Mes tiesiog žinojome, kad niekas mūsų taip nemylėjo visą mūsų gyvenimą, kaip mylėjo mus Šrila Prabhupada.
And that therefore we had to give ourselves to him with no holding nothing back.
Ir tokiu būdu jautėme, kad turime visiškai jam atsiduoti ir nieko nepasilikdami sau.
Mukam karoti bhachalam bhangam lam nigate girim yat kripa tamahang vande shri guru rinatarunam. That by the mercy of the spiritual master, someone who's not a very good speaker, he can deliver eloquent speeches.
Netgi tas, kuris nėra labai geras oratorius, jisai gali sakyti nuostabias kalbas.
And a lame man can cross over a mountain.
O lošys gali perlipti kalnus.
So in this way we were empowered by Srila Prabhupada.
Tokiu būdu mes gauname stiprybės iš Srilos Prabhupados.
To go all over the world.
Keliauti po visą pasaulį.
And create a huge international spiritual movement.
Ir kurti milžinišką dvasinį judėjimą.
Prabhupada spread us out all over the planet.
Prabhupada paskleidė mus po visą pasaulį.
From that one little storefront at 26 Second Avenue, you see.
Nuo vienos nedidelės parduotuvėlės 26 Avenue, New York'e.
Devotees just started joining like anything.
Atsidavusi pradėjo jungtis prie judėjimo. Labai gausiai.
As soon as you get a little trained up, they send you out to open a temple somewhere.
Ir vos tik tai jūs šiek tiek apsimokydavot, jūs išsiųsdavo kažkur kitur atidaryti naują šventyklą.
Those were the days of rapid expansion.
Tai buvo be galo toks stiprus skleidimasis, labai galingas leidimasis.
And then Srila Prabhupada would have to travel to go to all the different temples to make sure the devotees are properly situated.
Ir Prabhupada keliaudavo po visas tas šventyklas ir kad įsitikintų, kad viskas tvarkoje, kad atsidavusi tinkamai praktikuoja.
The early days were a great struggle for many, many devotees.
Ir iš tikrųjų tos ankstyvosios dienos buvo labai labai nelengva, kaip sakant, nelengvas grūtinės daugumai atsidavusių.
One devotee explains how he would get a letter from Prabhupada every week.
Vienas atsidavęs prisimena, kad jisai gaudavo laiškus iš Šrilos Prabhupados kartą per savaitę.
That letter would just give him all enthusiasm and hope.
Ir tie laiškai suteikdavo jam viltį ir tikėjimą.
But by the end of the week he'd be all depressed.
Bet savaitė besibaigiant, jo tas tikėjimas ir viltis pradėdavo slopti, kaip sakant, ir jis
and then the next letter would come and he'd all feel all enlivened again.
Ir vėl ateidavo naujas Šrilos Prabhupados laiškas ir jis vėl prisipildavo vilties ir tikėjimo.
So in this way we were very as young persons who had just been wild hippies before, you see.
Ir tai suvokime, kad daugelis tų, kurie prisijungė, buvo, kaip sakant, tie laukiniai jauni hippiai.
We were very much dependent on Prabhupada's loving association.
Mes buvom labai priklausomi nuo Šrilos Prabhupados bendravimo, kuris buvo sklidinas meilės mums.
To get us solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness.
Ir todėl, kad tik tai galėdavom išlikti tvirtai Krishna sąmonėje.
Actually, there are two forms of the spiritual master.
Iš tikrųjų yra du dvasinio mokytojo pavidalai.
There is Vani and there is Vapu.
Jie vadinasi Vani ir Vapu.
Vani is his instructions.
Vani tai yra jo nurodymai.
Vapu is his personal presence.
O Vapu tai jo betarpiškas buvimas.
Prabhupada told us many, many, many times that Vani is more important.
Ir daugelį kartų Šrila Prabhupada pabrėždavo, kad Vani yra svarbiau.
Because Vapu is sometimes there and sometimes not there.
Kadangi Vapu kartais gali būti čia, o kartais gali jo nebūti.
But Vani is always available.
Bet Vani visuomet yra.
So Prabhupada learned how to associate with Prabhupada through the medium of Vani.
Ir tokiu būdu mes išmokome, kaip bendrauti su Šrila Prabhupada Vani būdu.
Those devotees who were too much dependent on Prabhupada's physical presence.
Tie atsidavusieji, kurie buvo pernelyg priklausomi nuo Šrilos Prabhupados betarpiško buvimo.
They, when Prabhupada left the planet, they fell down from Krishna consciousness.
Kai Prabhupada paliko šitą pasaulį, jie puolė iš Krishna sąmonės judėjimo.
And those devotees who had learned how to associate with Prabhupada through Vani Seva.
Ir tie atsidavusi, kurie išmoko bendrauti su Šrila Prabhupada per Vani Seva.
They remained strong even in his physical separation.
Jie išliko tvirti netgi kai Šrilas Prabhupadas jau nebebuvo fiziškai čionai.
That was the special mercy of being away at a distance from Prabhupada even when he was on the planet.
Taigi buvo tam tikra ypatinga malonė būti kažkur ne šalia Šrilas Prabhupadas netgi kai Šrila Prabhupada dar buvo čia šioje planetoje.
Every disciple wanted to be with Prabhupada.
Nes, aišku, kiekvienas mokinys norėjo būti su Šrila Prabhupada.
But only a small handful of devotees actually were.
Bet iš tikrųjų tik tai nedidelė grupelė atsidavusi turėjo tokią galimybę būti visą laiką greta Prabhupados.
We would see Prabhupada for one or two days every one or two years, and that was about it.
Ir iš tikrųjų dauguma galėdavo pamatyti Prabhupada tik tai kartą arba porą kartų metuose arba net iš viso kartą per du metus.
We would have our duties, we'd be preaching, distributing books, making devotees.
Mes turėjome savo pareigas, mes pamokslaudavome, mes aplankydavome knygas, darydavome naujus atsidavusius.
Doing the routine work that Prabhupada had given us.
Tai atlikdavome tą kasdieninę veiklą, kurią Prabhupada davė mums.
We felt that now we are connected with Prabhupada.
Ir atlikdami tokią veiklą, mes jausdavom, kad esame sąryšyje su Prabhupada.
Because we are doing what he has asked us to do.
Nes atliekame tai, ką Prabhupada prašė, kad mes darytume.
So in this way, learning how to connect with Prabhupada through serving his order.
Ir tokiu būdu išmokę būti sąryšyje su Prabhupada, vykdydami jo nurodymus.
That is the safe position.
Tai yra labai saugi padėtis.
Srila Prabhupada explains in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that when the Advaita Acharya comes and he creates order by his presence on this planet, but after he departs, then chaos comes back again.
Ir kai jisai pasitraukia vėl, reiškia, kai jisai yra čianai, atsiranda tvarka, bet kai jisai pasitraukia, pasidaro sumaištis.
And we've seen that in our movement, this kind of movement.
Ir tai matėme mūsų iskono judėjime.
We didn't, when Prabhupada first left, we didn't think it was possible that things could disintegrate like they did.
Kai Prabhupada paliko mus, mes net nesitikėjom, kad, kaip sakant, tiek daug sumaišties galėtų nutikti.
But Prabhupada's words rang true.
But Prabhupada's žodžiai pasitvirtino.
That chaos does come after the departure of the spiritual master.
Kad iš tikrųjų po dvasinio mokytojo pasitraukimo kilo didelė sumaištis.
But then Srila Prabhupada explains that those who are sincere followers of the Acharya.
Bet Prabhupada taip pat aiškina, kad nuoširdus Acharyos pasiekėjai.
They endeavor to rectify the situation and bring the order back.
Jie stengiasi atstatyti situaciją, stengiasi vėl atstatyti tvarką.
So this now is our legacy.
Ir toks yra palikimas.
We the followers of Srila Prabhupada.
Mes esame Šrilos Prabhupados pasekėjai.
We are meant to rectify whatever chaos may be existing within the ISKCON movement.
Mes turime sutvarkyti bet kokią sumaištį, jeigu jinai tik tai iškyla ISKCONo judėjime.
So what is the technique for doing that?
Ir kaip tai galima padaryti?
We have to rectify the chaos that's there in our own hearts.
Ir padaryti tai galime, kai sutvarkysime sumaištį, kuri yra mūsų širdyje.
If we do that, then automatically the chaos will disappear from ISKCON.
Taigi, kai sutvarkysime sumaištį ir netvarką, kuri yra mūsų širdyje, tada natūraliai sumaištys ir netvarka iš ISKCONo taip pat dings.
And then ISKCON will be able to fulfill the responsibility given to it by Srila Prabhupada to lead the entire world out of chaos. So whatever chaos has developed in Prabhupada's physical absence,
iškyla, kai Šrilos Prabhupados fiziškai čia nėra.
That chaos can become completely rectified by holding firm to his instructions.
Tos sumaišties galima išvengti, su ja galima susidoroti griežtai laikantis Šrilos Prabhupados nurodymų.
Therefore we must read the books.
Dėl to reikia skaityti Šrilos Prabhupados knygas.
Very seriously.
Labai rimtai, labai atidžiai.
And we must live the books very, very seriously.
Ir labai, labai rimtai, labai griežtai sekti jomis, gyventi pagal jas.
These books of Srila Prabhupada.
Šios Šrilos Prabhupados knygos.
Are directly Srila Prabhupada himself.
Jos nesiskiria visiškai nuo Šrilos Prabhupados.
So as long as we read these books and distribute these books.
Taigi, kol skaitame šias knygas, kol platiname šias knygas.
As long as we read, follow and distribute these books.
Kol skaitame, sekame šiomis knygomis ir platiname šias knygas.
Srila Prabhupada's movement will continue.
Šitos Prabhupados judėjimas tęsis.
And it will flourish.
Ir jisai plėtosis, jisai augs.
It will inundate this entire world.
Jisai užpildys visą pasaulį.
In a tidal wave of love of God.
Meilės Dievui potvinių.
So are there any more questions?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
Questions, yeah.
Kokios ypatingas vietas galėtų Maharadžas paminėti, kur ryšys su Prabhupada itin stipriai jaučiamas, tai būtent Vrindavanas, Artūras ir kitos, kokios vietos ypač stiprų ryšį galima su ryšiai?
Maybe you can mention some special places where one can feel very strong attachment to Srila Prabhupada, very strong feeling of Srila Prabhupada presence, for example.
Yes, there are a number of places on this planet where one can get a very strong feeling of Prabhupada's presence.
Taip, nes yra vietos šioje planetoje, kur galima labai labai stipriai pajausti Šrilos Prabhupados buvimą.
Our temple in Los Angeles is a very notable example.
Vienas labai ryškus pavyzdys, tai yra mūsų šventikla Los Andžele.
Prabhupada's quarters have been very, very nicely maintained.
Prabhupada's apartamentai tenai yra labai nuostabiai prižiūrimi.
Also the Atlanta temple.
Taip pat Atlanta šventykla.
Prabhupada's rooms in Vrindavan.
Prabhupada's kambariai Vrindavane.
Prabhupada at Radha-Damodar temple and also at Krishna Balaram temple.
Reiškia Vrindavane, tai yra Prabhupada's kambariai Radha-Damodara šventykloje ir taip pat Krishna Balaram šventykloje.
Prabhupada's samadhi.
Prabhupada's samadhi.
Prabhupada's room in Mayapur.
Prabhupada's kambarys Mayapure.
Prabhupada's room in Dallas also. There are many places where Prabhupada personally lived, and those rooms are still available. Those places where he lived are still available.
Taip pat Prabhupada's kambarys Dallas'e, kur Prabhupada pats gyveno, ir yra daug vietų, kur Prabhupada gyveno, ir vis dar tos vietos, kaip sakant,
so Prabhupada's room at Bhaktivedanta Manor.
Taip pat Prabhupada's kambarys Bhaktivedanta Manor.
So we have the opportunity to go to one of these tirthas of Prabhupada.
Taigi mes turime galimybę kartais apsilankyti tose tirtose šilas Prabhupada's.
We should understand that Prabhupada is still there. He's actually there.
Mes turime suvokti, kad Prabhupada iš tikrųjų ten randasi.
We should enter into that holy atmosphere, offering our obeisances, understanding that Prabhupada is actually there.
Turime, įeidami į tą šventą vietą, mes turime suvokti, kad Prabhupada iš tikrųjų yra tenai nusirengti pagarbyti.
And then we should totally open our heart to Prabhupada and pray to him with great feeling and love.
Ir turime visiškai atverti savo širdį šilai Prabhupada ir pasimelsti ją.
And beg his blessings upon us that we can get over all the anarthas in the heart.
Ir maldauti jo malonės, kad galėtume įveikti visas anarthas, kurios randasi mūsų širdyje.
And become his perfect follower.
Ir tapti jo, kad galėtume tapti puikiu jo pasiekėju.
Any other question?
Ar yra dar klausimų?
So if there's no other questions, then we can stop here.
Taigi, galime čia sustoti.
Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Dearness Appearance Day, ki jai. Srila Prabhupada, ki jai. Jai.
Se Krishna Prabhu Maharaj ki.
Jai.